NJ Transit has reached a tentative agreement with a union representing train engineers ending the rail strike that started Friday morning. Governor Phil Murphy wouldn't give specifics, but said it's fair for both sides.
This is a good result for labor. It's a good result for NJ Transit. It's a good result for our commuters and taxpayers.
Officials said regular train service will resume tomorrow because it takes about 24 hours to prepare tracks, trains, and check the entire system. NJ Transit will offer expanded bus service today from 4 park-and-ride lots. The tentative agreement must still be ratified by members of the Brotherhood of Locomotive Engineers and Trainmen. The nonprofit nonpartisan group Penn Environment recently released a report that ranks the Keystone State 49th in the nation for its growth in 6 key areas of renewable energy over the past decade. However, as Karen Hendricks reports for WHYY, there are some bright spots in the report.
Deputy Director of Penn Environment Flora Cardoni says Pennsylvania's low ranking is due in part to what she calls the lack of ambitious state policy dictating how much clean energy utilities must provide compared to most states. However, some of the bright spots within the report include Pennsylvanians' embrace of electric vehicles.
We've seen a 4,000% jump since 2014, and so we rank actually 14th in the nation for EV registrations, and even better, 10th in the nation for electric vehicle chargers.
According to the report, Pennsylvania ranks 26th for its solar energy. Governor Shapiro's lightning plan is a slate of 6 bills before lawmakers that would increase renewable energy, including community solar projects.
Taking a look outside at this hour, right now 72 degrees in Center City, Philadelphia, partly cloudy skies. Temperatures pretty much going to be hovering around the low 70s for the remainder of the afternoon into tonight. Skies stay clear, temperatures get down into the upper 40s in the pre-dawn hours. You're listening to WHYY.